Hi, I'd like to discuss karma in Buddhism. We reap what we sow is a good example of karma. It is based on cause and effect and the belief of self-determination. It can be found in many religions, and as in Buddhism, it can be both positive and negative. Good actions therefore can result in positive futures, whilst bad actions in the past or past lives in Buddhism can be the cause of misfortune. Intention is also important in understanding karma, as bad motives, as opposed to simply action, can also lead to negative karma. For Buddhists, the aim is to break the wheel of samsara and rebirth, to rid oneself of suffering, and thus reach nibbana. It is also important to note that unlike other religions, for example Islam, this idea of karma is not associated with an idea of God or external force. So therefore, people are not predestined. The individual can determine their own future and has the full power to do so. Conscious choice is very important, and the emphasis is on moral behaviour. This is set out in the Eightfold Path. In teaching karma, it can be often controversial, as the concept can then have implications on things like people who are suffering. In other words, to suggest that disabled people are so by fault of their own. Now, there are different teachings even in Buddhism about whether or not this is true. So in the earlier teachings, you will find that there are some external factors that can also cause suffering. So not everything is a result of the individual's karma. However, this is a fairly controversial subject, and to suggest this would also then seem to be contradictory to the belief that the individual has full power of their destiny, i.e. either we are not fully in control of our destiny and our karma does not determine everything, or our karma does determine everything and thus disabled people are so by fault of their own. This can be debated to a great extent, and I'm sure we'll have further discussions in class. So thank you very much for listening.